The new rules would mandate a 350-foot distance between oil and gas wells and buildings across the state. Right now, the drilling distance can be as little as 150 feet in rural areas. Matt Lepore is the director of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the energy industry. He says the rule change would also create a larger buffer zone to try and minimize the effects of drilling.
Things like noise and smells and dust, operators would have to mitigate those impacts. There's also significant requirements for operators to communicate with those residents so they understand that oil and gas operations are going to be taking place and they have some understanding of what to expect.
Oil and gas drilling isn't new to Colorado, but the process of fracking is new to people living in the more populated areas along the Front Range. And towns are taking action on their own. In November, Longmont voters passed a ban on fracking within city limits.
It's short-sighted looking back at it to think that it wouldn't get to our community, but it did take me by surprise.
That's Irene Thorchin from Loveland. The retired chemist attended Tuesday's hearing in downtown Denver. She worries fracking will contaminate watersheds.
I prefer a much greater setback than 350 feet.
The environmental community also asked regulators to increase the setback distance from homes and schools. Mike Giropoulos testified on behalf of several environmental groups, including Western Resource Advocates. He asked for a comprehensive rule that reduces the risk of exposure to hazardous chemicals.
People are talking about migraine headaches, bleeding ears, respiratory problems, asthma symptoms, fatigue, vomiting, elevated heart rate. These are really serious public health impacts, and they tend to increase in proximity to the location to the operations.
But several of the commissioners questioned how to independently verify potential side effects, and the oil and gas industry has repeatedly said the practice is safe. Tricia Schuler is the president of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. She says the issue is complicated and is much bigger than the setback distance.
There's not going to be a simple solution that's a number, because the solution for our communities is going to involve how we do notice, how we engage, and what the best practices are that go into place in development.
And several people, including Deborah Anderson, testified that the current system doesn't need to change. Anderson is a royalty owner in western Colorado. She worries new buffer zones could prevent her mineral rights from being developed, and says the money from oil and gas drilling is crucial for many royalty owners like herself.
It helps older people that have minerals to subsidize their income, because many of these mineral owners are not rich people. We're just average, ordinary people.
The Oil and Gas Commission is holding another set of hearings in January and hopes to wrap things up shortly after. Meanwhile, state lawmakers are expected to take up the issue when the legislature convenes. One Democratic lawmaker in the Senate is already proposing a bill that would increase the drilling distance from homes and schools to 2,000 feet, as well as mandatory water testing before and after drilling. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.